The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am excited to talk all things women's health today. I have joining me Dr. Marisa Snyder. She's a wellness practitioner and author of 6 best-selling books. Today, we're going to tackle with Dr. Snyder how to kill cravings and boost your energy using essential oils. A little bit more on Dr. Snyder. She's the best-selling author of the DASH Diet Cookbook and the Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oils, as well as the Low Glycemic Index Slow Cooker, the Antioxidant Counter, the Water Infusion Detox Book, and the Matcha Miracle. For the past 9 years, she has lectured at wellness centers, hospitals, conferences, and corporations on hormone health, essential oils, nutrition, and detoxification. She's been featured on Fox News, Mind Body Green, Dr. Oz, and much more media. Welcome to the show, Dr. Marisa.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are thrilled to dive into some of these topics. I'm fascinated by essential oils, and I'm using them more and more in practice. But before we go there, tell us a little bit about your journey into women's health, hormone health, and kind of what led you down this field and getting interested in all things oils and natural health.
Yes, thank you so much. So my journey started in my late 20s, early 30s. And I, when I was what I consider to be working a lot, taking on a lot on my plate, probably more than I could manage, and had some warning signs early in. I was, you know, I had always had dealt with migraines and I was dealing with some weight gain. My energy was waning, but I just didn't pay attention to those. I always thought that those were kind of par for the course for wanting a life, for trying to achieve the life that I had wanted. But as I was in practice, I was in the middle of, you know, probably my first couple of years in practice, getting more and more exhausted. I was getting sick consistently. I mean, I felt like my immune system was failing. And I remember waking up one day and I literally couldn't lift my head up off the pillow. And that was definitely the big wake-up call. I felt like I was crawling to the bathroom to just go brush my teeth, get ready to go see my patients. And thinking at that moment that how do I get to serve? How am I going to get to show up and take care of these amazing women who are dealing with the same things at the moment that I had been dealing with when I had felt utterly exhausted? And that's when I knew that I needed to dive deeper into what was going on. And I knew that it was connected to hormone issues, most likely adrenals, thyroid, and spent a year-long duration of time really trying to heal my body and get my body back on track. And at that time, I recognized that it was so easy for me to fall into those pitfalls of letting my body kind of dysfunction and not work properly. And I had seen that in my office with the women that I had served time and time again. And so that really became kind of my big calling, was how do we get women to really take care of their bodies and address some of the hormone issues that I feel really creep up on women over time, just with all of the obligations, all the stress, all the things that we're managing pretty much on a day-to-day basis.
I know, it's just so funny how so many of us enter this field because of our own personal stories and our own personal health journey, and then just created a fire in us to keep plunging forward. You know, I know you deal with so many different issues with women's hormone health. You mentioned adrenals. I'm sure you deal with thyroid and so many others. I want to get into, you know, we've talked a lot about women's hormones on the show in different ways, but I really want to get into the connection between essential oils and hormone health and the use of essential oils and balancing some of the common issues that women deal with today. You know, how did you become even interested in essential oils, and what are you seeing when it comes to using essential oils and impacting women and their health and energy?
Absolutely. Such a great question. I got into essential oils. Well, the first introduction to essential oils was by a good friend of mine. And I, as I mentioned, I had been chronically sick, mainly because of all of the stress. I feel like stress equals illness. And she had introduced me to an oil blend that was designed to boost my immune system. She was tired of me being sick all the time and wanted to be able to bring a solution to the table. And I began using this oil, and for several years, really, it kept my immune system up and I didn't get sick. And that was kind of that moment where I started doing my research, I started digging in, and I started figuring out different ways that essential oils could really serve us, you know, in our home, how they can become like our go-to solution for all different types of health concerns. But because women's health was my focus, I wanted to see how I could leverage the use of essential oils for hormone health. A lot of the big focuses that I find I'm working on all the time is hormone-driven weight resistance, cravings, libido, stress, adrenal issues, even thyroid. And what I had discovered with the oils is that they are phenomenal at bridging the gap for a lot of the habits and a lot of the self-care rituals that if we put in place every single day can really help to heal our body and to keep our body on track so we don't find ourselves in those hormonal pitfalls. And so that's really the major way that I found the use of essential oils is they can help navigate those moments when we're dealing with cravings. Oftentimes cravings aren't really that we're hungry for food. It's most likely we're dealing with energy or we're dealing with a stressor. And then I have found that essential oils are great for helping us to get to sleep at night, and they're great for helping us to mitigate stress during those moments of overwhelm. So I wouldn't say that, not that essential oils can't directly affect hormones, because there definitely is research that shows that they can. But where I have seen them be the most beneficial is when we're using them to really address some of those core concerns in our everyday lives, such as sleep, stress, cravings, boosting libido. Those types of health concerns that are related to hormone issues.
So, and those are honestly the lack of sleep, chronic stress, poor libido, low energy. These are things that then drive health behaviors that get us all in trouble, for like the sugar cravings, right, or salt cravings or chocolate, which we all love chocolate, but it drives a lot of that. Let's break this down a little bit. First of all, so here's my deal, just to be completely honest. So I carry about 3 individual bottles of essential oils in my purse at all times because I travel a lot and I run a long day and all that other good stuff. So I have lemongrass, which is my absolute favorite, lavender, and then I think I also have frankincense as well. So those are my 3 that stay in my purse. Here's what happens, though. I often forget to use them. And I even have now an aromatherapy bracelet with little beads where you can put the oils directly on those beads. And when I remember, it's amazing, but I do often forget. For everybody out there who's trying to make this practical, do you have any tips on maybe like the top 3 to 5 essential oils that you would always have on hand? And what is the most, realistic, practical way to use these as you run through a day and, you have children and you have jobs and you have patients and you have traffic and you have everything else that's going on?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're right. And awesome that you have those 3 oils in your purse. I think also, yes, out of sight, out of mind, right? Things get super busy. And if I had top 5 oils, you should know I travel a lot myself. And we just got back from a 14-day trip in Florida. I think I carry around 15 oils at any given time.
Oh, wow.
In my bag, in my purse. Yeah. And then my husband's got his oils in his backpack. I mean, we are totally oiled up. And when we're taking big trips like that, I've got oils for digestive support, immune system support. I've got oils for stress. I've got oils for flight anxiety because as fly, I still get the worst flight anxiety. And so, I've definitely been programmed to use the oils a lot and consistently. But what I would recommend, so the top 5, I'm thinking if I was talking about women with hormone health in particular, because it depends on the woman, right? They're going to have different top 5 for different reasons. Like a mom of young kids are going to have a different top 5 list than a woman in her 60s or 50s her kids are gone. But if I had to choose, if I had to just choose right off the gate, I would have peppermint on me, and we never leave home without peppermint, because peppermint, from headache to digestive upset to motion sickness to energy booster, peppermint is that go-to to becoming instantly kissable. That peppermint oil will help you out there. Lavender is a great oil because it's such a great calming oil. Frankincense also, I'll talk a little bit about that. But then for me, I'm very big into having blends pre-made. So I like to have blends. Like I have a stress relief blend that's a combination of lavender, frankincense, and wild orange. And I have that in a roller bottle that I just roll over my wrist. And it's just very specific. I have different roller bottles. They're different colors. So I know which ones they are. I know which one is my stress blend. So I always carry a stress blend with me. And I always carry an energy booster blend with me as well. One that keeps me motivated, keeps me focused, and keeps me on task. I find that those are 2 of the critical ones. And when it comes to an energy booster blend, it's literally just 2 oils for me. and that is peppermint and wild orange. And I roll that over my neck. I roll that behind my ears. I roll it on my wrist. And I'll even roll it on my palm so that I can just take deep breaths to kind of get that boost. And let me tell you, I know when my energy is waning. Not every day is a rock star day. Not every day do I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to rock this day up until 10 o'clock at night, which so many women are doing, right? Waking up super early in the morning, going all the way up until they crash and go to bed, hopefully, if they're not dealing with mental chatter and insomnia. And so anytime I'm queued up to want a coffee or need something that needs to fuel that energy, I know immediately that I'm going to grab an oil instead. Boost. So that's kind of how I know. Now, and I also know when I'm feeling stressed. I know when I'm staring at my computer too long. And if I'm at my computer, I always have my oils right in front of me so that they're in pure sight. So I grab them. And one of the things that I do that I recommend to women is if it's not scheduled, you're not going to do it. And so I recommend that women on the hour, or at least 3 times a day, you know, put in a 5-minute break in their phone. And when that break pops up, that's that time where grab an oil. It could be your stress oil, it could be your energy oil, whatever is going to serve you at the moment. You can just ask yourself, you know, what's going to serve me right now? Rub that on your palms. I always recommend standing up. I have a superwoman blend that women go crazy for because it addresses, not only does it address stress, but it helps with brain fog. It helps with mood boosting. And I can share that recipe in a moment. And I have women roll it over their palm and on their wrist, rub their hands together, breathe in, but then also stand up and kind of claim that superwoman pose, right? That power pose. Take those deep breaths, get that energy back so we really can feel like we can continue to tackle that day with grace and energy and all the things that we're made of. So those are some of the ways that I recommend. One, you know, scheduling those breaks, always having those oils on you, and then also consider a morning ritual and a night ritual. And that night ritual may simply be that you just have a couple oils by the side of your bed. You take them and put them on the back of your neck and breathe them in before going to bed. Or maybe you have like a little sleepy time spray that you spray on your pillows. And then at night or in the morning, just have an oil by your bedside as well, or maybe in the bathroom as you're getting ready, that you can put on to kind of get you that little energy boost to get you started. So that way it's not taking up a lot of your time. You're not putting aside your family's time in order to do these rituals, but at least they're built in so that you're nourishing yourself before you nourish other people.
So that is chock full of amazing tips for everybody out there listening today. I hope you caught them all, and I'm actually going to try to use them. You know, as I love oils, as I mentioned, but keeping them out in front of you, scheduling breaks within your phone, and then even creating those morning and nighttime rituals so that they're naturally incorporated into your routine and you'll miss them when you don't do them. I think those are all great ways to make this practical and make it realistic. And then again, like Dr. Maurice is saying, every woman's going to have their top five that's specific to them. So it's sort of needing to uncover that.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. For a lot of us, a delicious home-cooked meal is the ultimate luxury. It sounds so simple, but with all the planning, shopping, and kitchen knowledge required, not to mention all the time, we're lucky if we can even pull it off once a week. Now you can get healthy, delicious meals on the table with Sun Basket. That's right, Sunbasket delivers meal prep kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle and for any dietary needs or preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and there's a family option too. And you pick from 18 weekly recipes. Just in the last few weeks, I prepared chorizo chili, Tuscan vegetable soup, 2 bean enchiladas, Saigon beef sliders, and just delivered right to my doorstep, very exciting, Yucatan turkey chili verde and roasted paprika chicken. Come on, you've wanted to try a meal kit for a long time. Do it. Sunbasket is so cool, and I can't stress this enough. Sunbasket features organic and clean ingredients, and each delicious, easy-to-prepare meal is ready in about 30 minutes, making healthy cooking easy and convenient. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Just go to sunbasket.com/ Whole Health to learn more and to get $35 off your first order. You got to try this. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. Dr. Taz is also brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yeah, I'm not kidding about this. Pretty cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. You can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. Yeah, pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can pay less for life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/Taz, that's T-A-Z, or mention the promo code Taz, T-A-Z, once again, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out online at healthiq.com/Taz. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
How does somebody find that information? How do they find out, like, what are the five key essential oils that they need? Do they consult with somebody like yourself? Are there resources online? How do you figure that information out?
I mean, there's definitely resources online. What I would do is I would make a list. I would just sit down with a piece of paper. Kind of that question that I asked earlier is, what am I needing right now? Like, what's going to serve me at the moment? But be thinking about, what are the top needs that come up every single day? Is it cravings? Is it energy? Is it brain fog and focus? Do you find yourself, you know, after 3 hours of being at the computer, feeling like a zombie in front of it? Or are your kids with you all the time? Are they bump and scrape prone? You know, what is it that they're getting mm-hmm. into? And that can really basically foster that top five list. Just really addressing your biggest needs. If it's during the day that you find yourself super stressed, then I'd highly recommend having a stress blend. You know. And that combination of just frankincense and lavender is huge, or wild orange and lavender. There's so many wonderful combinations, and I have a ton of them in my Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oil book. But then, you know, is it energy that you're struggling with every single day? Whatever it is, what I would do if you had these unmet needs that need to be met, or you feel like you would love some instant support in those areas, those would be the oils that you would travel with or you would have in your purse. You know, for me, I have, you know, I'm clearly dealing with the ones I specifically always have needs for, which is the stress, which is the staying focused and inspired and motivated, which is the cravings, you know, because in the middle of the afternoon when I've been working a long time, it's not that I crave chocolate or salty things or sugar. Oftentimes I'm craving more caffeine because I'm feeling that wane in energy, and I don't need another cup of coffee at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I never need another cup of coffee at that time of the day. Right. And so for me, I just use the oils, and it's amazing how, like, that instant boost just turns my brain back on, gets me recentered, gets me focused. And I literally feel like a different person when I use those oils within a matter of less than a minute.
I love it. So let me turn to one more practical question that we all struggle with. Actually two. One is selfish. The selfish question is, you know, like, I'm even thinking about my patients in my office. Do you have a brand of diffusers? You know, I wish I could just diffuse it from the ceilings, but I know I can't do that. But do you have a brand of diffusers that you would recommend using throughout an office or a home that are powerful, that don't mold real easily, that work great? Is there something that you've had good experience with?
It's a great question. And you should know, we have diffusers in every single room of our home, even our bathroom. I've got one running right now. I don't have a specific brand of diffusers that I use. You know, I'm so embarrassed. There's one on Amazon. Go figure.
Yeah.
Right. It's a big It's a big circle, and it's got like it's got like 5,000 reviews, and it runs for 12 hours. And I don't know about you, like, you know, I know every woman's plight. I know, because I'm that woman. And so I set all of the diffusers up in the morning. It takes me about 5 minutes to do. And we have those big diffusers that we run in the office, run in the house. And mm-hmm. It's literally set them and forget them. And I put in an energy blend, kind of an energy and focus blend. It's the combination of peppermint, wild orange, and Douglas fir. That's usually my favorite combination. And I just load them up with those oils, and then they run until they shut off in the late afternoon. And then I flip them to more stress reducing and calming oils, so that I'm kind of setting the tone for the night and what the night's going to look like, so that we're just more calm and more relaxed at night. So I don't know what the diffuser is called, unfortunately. I just know what it looks like, but I do recommend having diffusers. Yeah. You know, women ask me all the time, what is the easiest way to use oils? And the easiest way to use essential oils is diffusing, because you just throw a couple oils, you know, whatever that blend is, I would say 6 to 7 drops total, and then just set it and let it run. And you're going to, the whole family or the office or wherever you are, your patients are going to just reap those benefits.
I cannot agree more. And then when it comes to brands of oils and picking the right oil, what should we all be looking for?
That is a great question. I do have a very specific brand that I love. But what you're looking for is you're looking to see if that brand in particular, because there's a lot of essential oils on the shelf. I mean, my goodness, they're being sold at TJ Maxx. I think I've even seen them in gas stations. And it makes me very leery, right? I know that those oils aren't real. I know that they're synthetic and adulterated with something. And so you want to be doing your research to see if those essential oils are being tested. What type of testing are they running? Are they third-party tested? Do they disclose the origin of where those oils are created, because essential oils are come from all over the world. And so if I had to choose, I would say if I had to choose three brands that are worthwhile checking out would be doTERRA, Plant mm-hmm. Therapy, and I want to say it's Mountain Rose Essential Oils. Those would be the three brands that I've done my research. I feel really confident in the type of purification testing that they do, and I believe they're all mm-hmm. third-party tested as well.
Amazing. So we're just loading up the office with doTERRA, and we'll all be using it at home as well. Well, this has been helpful
it's my
information.
Personal favorite.
Is it? Okay. Good. We made a good choice. You know, I've been not skirting, but you know, just fascinated, quite honestly, with the explosion of the use of essential oils. I've been using them personally. We've been recommending them to patients, but we are really taking that bigger dive where we're going to incorporate it into our treatment plans more consistently, so that you're right. Like, instead of that chocolate or cup of coffee or whatever it is that we're, you know, people will reach for energy or for a mood issue or whatever it is, you know, let's use oils instead. And again, your health kind of landscape changes dramatically. So I think this is such a great tool to have in your toolbox. It's important to try to understand it and simplify it so it's practical for you, and really help change different health behaviors. Dr. Marisa, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to add? And then how can my audience connect with you if they want more information?
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to give everyone the Superwoman blend really quickly, because I felt bad. I announced it real quick. And it's a 10 ml roller bottle, and you can get them anywhere, Amazon, wherever you like. And it's 12 drops of clary sage, 10 drops of lavender, 5 drops of cedarwood, 5 drops of geranium, and 4 drops of ylang ylang. And you would add all of those into the 10 mil roller, top it off with a carrier oil such as almond oil or fractionated coconut oil or jojoba oil, mix it up, so close the bottle, mix it up, and then roll it over the wrist, over the palms. You can also behind the ears, on the temples. It's the most amazing hormone boosting, mood boosting, stress reducing essential oil blend you could use, and it smells absolutely amazing. So I wanted to just share that. And then you can find me, you know, if indeed you want to check out the book, The Smart Mom's Guide to Essential Oils is on Amazon. But I actually have a gift for everybody. I don't know if there's a way to put the link on there, but it's going to be Dr. Marisa / Dr. Taz Show. And I am giving away my Vitality Bundle. And I love this bundle because it's like the ultimate guide to creating a life of boundless energy and vitality. It's 3 guides, and they're specifically designed to boost energy, get nutrition back into your life. And one of my favorite guides in here is going to be my wellness, my top 11 wellness rituals. And so my morning rituals, my daily rituals and evening rituals, and it has essential oil recipes all built into it. So my energy guide, my green smoothie guide, and my wellness ritual guide is all included in this vitality bundle. And I love them. I use these recipes all the time myself.
I think that's amazing. Guys, we're actually getting a gift this time. So for everybody tuning in, we'll provide the link so that you guys can click on over and claim that gift. Thank you so much for your generosity, Dr. Marissa. And I was just thinking, you've got the Superwoman blend. I've got the Superwoman book. There's got to be a way to pair those two together, because at the end of the day, I think we're after empowering every woman to live her best life, be her best self, and then go forth and change the world. So thank you for joining us. We'll share that link, and we look forward to having you on maybe more about oils and all things women's health in the future.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to come on today.
You're welcome. See you soon. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Marissa. Okay, great. Thank you.